anything that you're wishing to confront, especially with where we are right now? We're approaching the Samhain cross quarter time. It's a very powerful time for deep inner work. We're in this sort of numinous, liminal space, thin veil space. We can access these things, these nodes, these intersections, and make new connections and really form strategies for what comes next with a very clear understanding of your power and where you are right now and what is also being divinely seated within you, and then really honoring that, because we're in this eclipse portal. There's something else that's coming in, something maybe that seems a little bit like from left field. It's like I'm reaching from back here, like something maybe from the blind spot, something that that has been beneath the surface that we haven't seen. And so I think this is a really beautiful time to look for that on purpose, and you will absolutely find something.
Welcome to your weekly astrological weather. This is your place to get practical guidance for not only surviving, but thriving with the cosmic tides.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie McGee. And today I wanted to talk to you about a tool that I use in my astrological practice, and that is AstroGold. It is a remarkable software that combines high-precision calculations with insightful interpretations, making it an awesome choice for both beginners and seasoned astrologers. It's honestly like having a library of astrological wisdom right there at your fingertips, ready to assist you in crafting some really insightful astrological readings. Now, if you're ready to take your astrological journey to a new height, I recommend that you go to astrologyhub.com/AstroGold and use our exclusive code AstroHub15 to get 15% discount on your purchase of AstroGold. Trust me, this is an investment that you do not want to miss out on. Hi there. Welcome to this week's astrological weather. I am so thrilled that you have joined this weekly worldwide astrological conversation. Now, if you're new to our channel, welcome. Thanks for being here today. Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button and the notification bell to stay updated on all new content releases. For those of you who do not know me, my name is Jamie McGee. I'm an astrologer and one of the hosts here on the Astrology Hub podcast platform. Now, today we're going to be talking about the astrological influences for the week of October 23rd through the 29th with Astrologer Connect astrologer, Nora Rochelle. All right, so I am so happy to be back here with Astrologer Connect astrologer, Nora Rochelle. For those of you who have not met Nora yet, you are definitely missing out. She is amazing. Her astrology integrates astrology with energy work to help you foster self-love and actionable insights. She pulls from a wide range of influences in her studies and her practice. Nora, thank you so much for being back here today.
Thank you so much, Jamie. So happy to be back here hanging out with the beautiful Astrology Hub community.
I know, it's such a vibrant, you bring such a beautiful, bright, vibrant energy. We were just talking backstage about AstroGold. We were talking about the week ahead and the season that we're having, and I'm just really excited to dive in and hear what you have to say about what we're stepping into, because we're stepping into my favorite as a Scorpio, I'm biased, season. We're stepping into Scorpio season. So what would be our overall theme, our vibe for this week?
Well, you already said one of the words. It's this deep diving. But the fact that we are also still in the eclipse portal, it's like this deep diving for light. I have so much more to say about this eclipse portal, so I'll just keep it there for now. But really just thinking about everything that happens for you in your deep dive. Does it feel like an underworld initiation? Maybe for some, it's like a challenge of confrontation. We're in this sort of liminal space preparing for the next cross quarter season. So there's so much. I also love this season. Love Scorpio season.
So did you say deep dive for life or light?
Oh, you know, I kind of like that it could be either or.
Okay. Yeah, well, I do too. All right. That's why I couldn't pick. All right. So do you want to talk about any of the overarching transits that have inspired this theme for this
week? So I feel so lucky to be able to share about the sun entering Scorpio. So that's number one, happening Monday, October 23rd. We will also right away, right after that on Tuesday, have the sun in Scorpio trine Saturn in Pisces. So that seems very impactful this week. Later in the week, on Saturday the 28th, we will have Mars opposing Jupiter. So Mars in Scorpio opposing Jupiter in Taurus, which feels really potent because that's also happening the same day as the full moon in Taurus partial lunar eclipse. And there's a few other mercurial relationships happening that same day as the eclipse. So Mercury in Scorpio opposing Jupiter, and then Mercury conjunct Mars, all in Scorpio. So there's this beautiful culmination in the Scorpio energy that is really, I think, it's kind of how Scorpio does, right? Scorpio just goes right in, unafraid. So there's this beautiful confrontation, kind of purposefully facing, purposefully meeting the challenges. But again, you know, diving for light, diving for life, because why would we dive for light? We're diving so that we can allow more life in. But sometimes we have to go into those dark, beautiful, shadowy, mysterious places.
Absolutely. I love that. And I know that like a lot of one thing about the Scorpios, and I don't want to throw you like a left hook here, but having Uranus opposing for such a long time, and depending on where your birthday is, and if you're a Scorpio, please say hi. If you know one, say hi. We've been looking at Uranus opposing us for a long time. It's been like the slow back and forth energy. And there's like this, it seems like this week is going to emphasize that a little bit. So there's like a bit of a restless, like, ooh, what is that? Like there's a huge inspiration that's coming in with it.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. And same with Taurus. And it's kind of interesting that we have the nodes now in Aries, Libra. And so that really sets the stage for the eclipses. But that for this full moon eclipse, it'll be in Taurus from the light shining in Scorpio. So it's kind of like we're getting this throwback to the recent north and south node in Taurus, Scorpio, and then bringing in that Uranian influence of liberation, kind of shaking things up. I feel like the Taurians really haven't had a minute to chill either. It's like constant change, constant shifting, constant, like, what do I get to liberate from and awaken from? It's like Taurus kind of likes to be comfortable. And instead it's like Uranus is like, nope, we're going to change this comfort zone up every other day. And so if you've been already getting accustomed to that, then the eclipse portal should be, you know, no big deal, because you've already been in it. That's what I love about eclipse portals, is that they do kind of take us for that rapid acceleration ride. So I feel like the Scorpios are already always all in.
I would have to say that too. Yeah. As a personal one, yes, I'd have to say that. And I think like one thing that I've been telling, you know, myself and clients all about is just to stay really curious, because if you're curious and you're using your Scorpio sense, no matter where you're Scorpio or not, you have this in your chart, and you're kind of like wondering, okay, like if I'm really attached to this, but it's starting to fall apart, why? Or if this is leaving, what's coming in, and what breakthrough is about to happen? If this is breaking down, what's, you know, thriving, what's coming up through the surface? And I think that's a great way to kind of anticipate how to work with that Uranus energy. But yeah, I love your insights. I cannot wait to dig into this eclipse with you for sure. So it's powerful.
Yeah, I love that curiosity. I feel like I have to remind myself that so often. Yeah. I think especially when we're attracted to astrology, we come at it from this place of like, I want to know, I want the answer, right? Yes, and it can give us so many answers, but just as often more questions. And so we have to work with that curiosity in order to not feel like we're getting into a box. Like there's never this one size fits all way that we will all experience something, but curiosity helps everybody, right?
It definitely does. And I think another reason I like to like lean on this personally is that if you're you have a lot of fixed energy in your chart, when you feel like something's happening to you instead of you impacting it, that's where you get that anxious feeling, or you feel like things are starting to fall apart. But if you're curious, you're like, I wonder how this is going to work. I wonder how I can approach this in a different way. Then it kind of makes you feel like you have a little bit more control, or like you're kind of at least aware and consciously co-creating with whatever's going to happen. Like, well, if this happens outside of my control, this is what I can control, and it's my response, and this is how I'm going to step into it.
Absolutely. And that's another key word for Scorpio too, is control and influence. And I am of the mind that there are more things that we can control than not, but there's such an immense wisdom required to get to that place. And this is, again, staying curious around how is my relationship with control changing and evolving. It's just this constant flux and evolution, and really noticing, well, if we bring in alchemy, I feel like alchemy is a really beautiful topic to bring into Scorpio season. It's like the cauldron I like to imagine that inside our bodies, we have all of these different sort of portals, these different cauldrons. To say, like in the throat chakra, in what we're speaking and how we're alchemizing with our words, and that's really a lot of how we manifest in our life. We have to really be self-aware to know, when is it appropriate for me to actually share what's been bubbling up in my cauldron, and when might it actually be more powerful for me to keep it in for a little bit longer. Like, also it's controlling the release of energy. I notice a lot of people who are working through strong Scorpio lessons in their lives are working on, like, when is it appropriate to share, when, and this sort of diffusive, immersive experience, because the Scorpio energy doesn't really have very many boundaries unless you create them, maybe with an earth sign. Maybe Saturn in Pisces is kind of helping the water signs create boundaries, but it's really knowing, like, when does my energy need to flow out, and when am I benefited by keeping my energy inside? And then some people might have it the complete opposite. Maybe they are never letting their energy coming out, and because it's that trust factor, like, if I put myself out there, I might not be accepted, I might be rejected, might be misunderstood. There's a little bit of that fear of vulnerability with Scorpio. And so then it's learning how to create those outward structures to feel safe to share. So it's all discernment. It's so nuanced, and kind of recognizing where you fall on that spectrum in your relationship to your Scorpio energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love how you said that. It's definitely a complex kind of energy when you're trying to find your harmony and your balance with it. And I do like that notion too, because it's one of the things that I definitely encourage is to sit with things. And that was such a hard concept for me when the first time I heard it, because I'm an impatient person. I admit it. I don't know why. I do know why. I know my chart, but there's this instantaneous feel that we all experience, no matter what your chart is, just living in the times that we live in now. We want the answer now. We want to know the other side of it. But sitting with things, kind of sitting in that cauldron that you talked about, should I express this, or should I kind of settle on these emotions before I go further with them, is always good. So
it's uncomfortable. And I think that that's actually one of the highest wisdoms of Scorpio, is the ability to be with discomfort. If you've ever practiced yoga, it's that practicing of being on the edge, but being very honest with yourself about the edge, and being also very honest with yourself around where you are afraid to go beyond that edge. And then maybe sometimes the conversation that we get to have with ourselves is one of more compassion and curiosity of, like, okay, is there a wound here? Like, honestly, do we need to go slower because this is kind of a delicate place? Or are we just kind of in this habituated pattern where that's only as far as we go? And if you've ever read the Big Leap by Gay Hendricks, he talks about the upper limit, like the ceiling, and we all kind of have one. And we're always in this process of confronting, what is that ceiling? And we can talk about that in terms of our growth edge, in terms of our healing edge, in terms of our edge of comfortability and vulnerability, and even therefore how much life we let in, how much light we let into our lives, because if they're correspondent, it's almost like the ability to go deep is also the same ability to fly high. It kind of brings in the imagery, if we think of Scorpio kind of existing on all of these different levels. I love thinking about the animals that are associated.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, like I think
go deep to go high. Absolutely. Yes. Yes. I love that. Yeah. And I remember learning Scorpio really young, like really, really young, and thinking, oh, I don't want to be a scorpion, like, you know, that stabs people. So like I immediately was looking for a way out. And I remember finding the eagle and the phoenix. I was like, oh, I can do that. And the phoenix energy is very powerful. But even flying above it, above the situation, like if your first response is revenge, then you're probably in a different spot. You want to kind of go back and you know. And one of the hardest things, you know, especially with her fixed energy, is admitting that you're wrong, because you're like, no, I feel this way, and I feel this way wholly and deeply and powerfully. But then when you sit with something and you kind of start to see it from different perspectives and it soaks in, you're like, so sometimes sitting with things, it prevents you from having to walk back that, you know, outward spoken thing too. So,
oh my gosh. Yes, so much. I feel like connecting to the animal medicine, which is also, I think, if you're into shamanic journeying, going on underworld journeys, connecting with your power animal. I mean, Scorpio is all about reclaiming your power and using your power wisely. But I think I'm definitely one. I love connecting with animals and noticing, you know, the messages and signs that they sort of you know, I'm hanging out here and then like a raven pops by and I'm like, okay, raven, what is that message that you have for me today? And then how can I honor my power? So thinking about some of the power animals of Scorpio, I mean, of course you mentioned the scorpion. And I think sometimes we can, if you want to work with a scorpion, I think all of them are powerful to work with. But the scorpion, it's really looking, I think, at our addictions, maybe to the pleasure, pain, polarity. And where are we really addicted to pleasure? Where are we also addicted to pain? And where might there be story around that? But the scorpion is also very adept at going into those crevices and sort of scoping out and waiting. I think there's a patience with the scorpion very specifically. I mean, all of them actually have a patience. But then if we come into some of those higher levels, like the eagle can fly high and connect with spirit. It's the animal, it's the bird that can fly the highest. And because of that, there's a deep responsibility. And I think that speaks to the responsibility of Scorpio energy is as a wisdom keeper, maybe as a soul retriever or a guide or an astrologer. Like anytime we're going into these really deep places with people, we have such an ethical responsibility and making sure that we're really holding space for the whole beautiful process. But then the eagle can also see details that, you know, it can spot a mouse in a field and so can go back down and swoop that up. And I also love the, if you've ever seen the eagle dance when they're mating, oh my gosh, it's so beautiful. Everybody needs to go and find a video of that because they come together and they start swirling and falling together. And it's this like I'm getting whole body goosebumps thinking about that because it's like they're connecting in the currents together and it's this beautiful alchemy, this they're becoming one. They are merging in their energy field and doing this beautiful dance together. And it's so powerful. And so I think that's another piece of this. And I'll share one more, which is the dove, which is one that not everybody always talks about, but the dove who mates for life. There's such deep loyalty in that and the ability to, you know, there's commitment. We talk about that a lot with Scorpio, like the loyalty, the commitments. And therefore, because you're so loyal, we talk about the shadow side of that. That is why betrayal comes in. It's like, wait, I've given you everything.
I gave you my soul and you did what?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my gosh. I know there's so many songs that come up with that. It's like, it's Christmas. I gave you my heart.
We're getting to the season now. We're going to it.
Yeah, I know. But it's one of those energies, right? Where you give everything and there might be sometimes the unconscious expectation that the other will meet you there, that the other will also give. It doesn't always happen. I feel like with Scorpio, there's a little bit of that acceptance of realizing that not everybody will see things as deeply as you do all the time. Sometimes they'll meet you there. Sometimes they're capable of meeting you there. There's something about the wisdom of capacity. And it's almost like your capacity to go deep, your capacity to hold, your capacity to expand, your capacity to be committed and dedicated and know what you want. So like you mentioned earlier, the impatience, yes. Which I think is also quite Scorpio, right? It's a Mars world sign. And with Pluto, it's like, I came here to do it my soul yeah. level compulsion.
Let's get on with it. Yeah. Like in a superficial place.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, that's really what we're doing, I think, this whole week. And the fact that it's in an eclipse portal, it really invokes that. We can make big change if we want to. I think it will kind of happen anyways. There's the quality of both of the solar eclipse that happens October 14th, so already happened, and then the October 28th lunar eclipse. They're both in Venusian signs. So it's bringing in this relational theme.
Beautiful. So powerful. Like you wouldn't think that just one little season can bring that, but to know that no matter where this is in your chart somewhere, this is the vibration that we're all stepping into. I love it.
Ever feel like you're navigating this vast universe alone? Imagine having a community that's on this cosmic journey with you, sharing insights, asking the big questions, being led by the world's top astrologers, and doing it all in rhythm with the lunar cycle for a consistency you can count on. From new moon ceremonies to mastery class teachings, we learn, grow, and explore together. Ready to find your astrological tribe? Join us in the inner circle during our special open enrollment period and lock in the best pricing that we offer all year. Just click the link in the description of this video or podcast, or go to astrologyhub.com/innercircle and join us today. I can't wait to see you on the inside.
So I don't want to tease anymore. Let's just go through the week right now. So today, Monday, what are we working with as we step into Monday, day one?
Monday, October 23rd is when the sun enters Scorpio. So we enter the solar season of Scorpio. And so I think that everything that we've already been talking about is really invoked there. The sun shines light. So all of this is being illuminated. So you can look wherever you have Scorpio in your chart to see, this is the part of my life that's being illuminated. This is, where do I get to shine the light in the dark? Where do I get to shine the light on what is being transformed and what is always being transformed? But now I just get to become more aware of it and work with it more consciously. Tuesday, October 24th, we have the sun still at that 0 degrees, but 37 minutes of Scorpio trine Saturn, 0 degrees Pisces. So the sun trine Saturn is a really beautiful opportunity, I think, to create some sort of structure, some sort of vessel around the watery experience that you are having. And I think there's a lot of ways to do that. If we call on what Saturn can represent, maybe that's a guide. Maybe that's somebody who has already been working on this, somebody who's already, you know, they don't have to be an absolute master, but maybe they're just a step or two ahead of you in whatever they're figuring out. There's some sort of mentorship, I think, that can happen when Saturn is involved, this sort of wise elder, but it's very compassion-based. So the Scorpio wants to confront things and go into the, maybe sometimes the pain points, but the Pisces is saying, but this is all about compassion. This is compassion school. This, everything that we do, it's because it's part of the human journey. So that, I think, is something that's being really anchored in general into our consciousness right now with Saturn and Pisces. But the trine, it just makes it, it's only for a day. The sun is only going to be trine for one day. But the quality of the trine by sign between Scorpio and Pisces will be rippling throughout the month. And it's very much a beautiful opportunity for emotional processing, emotional release, to feel safe and supported, to let something go, especially when we're in the eclipse portal, where that's actually a big theme, is because the eclipses are really centering on the South Node in Libra. And we're, you know, in this, coming out of this Libra season, where it's really letting go of any projections in relationships that are not serving us, anywhere that we are overly attached or kind of leaning into codependent patterns. And the Scorpio will help us to confront that. And I think the sun trine Saturn will also help us establish more firm boundaries, like practice our divine no, so that our divine yes becomes that much more holy. Wednesday, October 25th, really through Friday, it's a little bit slower these days. And I say slow because it probably won't feel slow. It'll probably be sort of this high emotional awareness the whole week. But the moon will be with Neptune in Pisces on Wednesday. So that's actually going to really emphasize that Sun Saturn trine that's happening the day before, but the moon will kind of be there showing us, okay, this is where we have some release work to do. And ultimately, any sort of cathartic activity, crying. I really love, especially if you're one of those who tends to hold your heart really close and it's harder for you to kind of activate your own feelings, your own memories. Neptune in Pisces rules the movies. So what if you watched a really cathartic movie that brought something up for you? And I really believe that when you are holding space and compassion for somebody else and you're kind of going through their healing journey, it does heal something in you too. So you can kind of be that fly out the wall, sort of imagining healing something through watching a movie, or maybe it's through listening to music. And so I think that'll be a nice way to use that energy. Probably not a great time to go do a lot of drugs. That is not advised whenever we're working with Neptune, just because things can kind of get into that realm of deception and not really knowing what is real, the illusions, reality. It's very much about disillusionment, actually. And so we don't want to feed into the illusions. We want to actually release the illusions. So it's like we could be watching a movie and know, like, we're in our real reality while we're watching this, but being fully aware of what we are using this sort of external experience for, like what is the purpose of it? And I think that can keep us in the discernment of all of that. And then Thursday, October 26th and 27th, the moon is in Aries. And I think this is really cool because the moon will come over the North Node. So there's this reminder of like, okay, all of this is for something. Like I'm not just going and doing my deep dive work just to like go and remember every difficult thing that's ever happened in my life.
Right.
It's for something. It's for this new version of self that's emerging. And it's a process. But I think there's that emotional reminder of like, this is going to be something that emerges, something that blooms. Maybe over the coming year, we are in this eclipse portal right now, but we will be in kind of the reverse eclipse portal 6 months from now. And it'll be very centered on the North Node, which is new direction, new beginnings. And Chiron has been in Aries for a long time. And so there's this healing edge, this growth edge also associated with Aries that is very much around, what do I want? What do I desire? Who am I? And what is my life path and my direction? And I feel like going first with this Scorpio energy and in this eclipse portal, it actually helps us to release a lot so that we can create space for the new. And so that's what I feel, you know, even though we don't have big transits Wednesday through Friday, it's just kind of steeping ourselves in this emotional awareness of what else is coming.
Definitely be present. If you can escape, escape. I think I keep my heart close to me, but I've been listening to a lot of going actually out of my house to where humanity is and listening to motivational speakers. I'll be in like this huge auditorium and there'll be music and people like kind of all like focused on something. And it's a completely different experience. But sometimes like, I'm like, why am I, my eyes are watering up here. Why is all this emotion coming through here? Why is this moving me so much? Because normally I would be a little bit more detached from it. So I understand what you mean by that. Just kind of like let that cathartic, like kind of go out through something, because some of these things that I'm witnessing, the emotion, I'm like, I'm serious. I have no idea where it comes from. I just feel so empowering when it comes over you. And I think a lot of that has to do with being so detached for so long, like kind of, you know, we read the comments, we listen to this, we all like, no, everyone has this viewpoint, but when you kind of go out and connect with people, or when you step into something immersive, like a movie or a film or a song or something that just kind of just takes you out of this reality, that does help you kind of be like, oh, wow, that hit into this emotion. How can I take it and pour it out and look at it, name it, disempower it, meddle with it, and hit the eclipse fast track with it, I guess. Yeah.
Absolutely. And I think the detachment that you're talking about, I think is so linked to our whole Saturnian experience over the past 5 years and things being so restricted and very much in the head. But now we're remembering that there's this deeper humanity, this need for our unity and connection and just feeling, and not even always needing to make a story about the feelings that come up. Like maybe they're ours, maybe they're not ours, but just letting it move through our bodies. And I think Saturn is kind of saying, and you don't get to run away from this.
Exactly.
You get to stay right here.
Yeah. And I think like it could be seriously something like an infomercial about what's about to happen. But I think what it is, it's the very Saturnian, what you said, just hit home. Because if you're in a room with a bunch of people, you feel that vibration. So you feel the energy shift. So it's like, you know, like just like when you would walk in a room and something's stiff or something's friendly, thousands of people like having an emotion or a reaction towards something. And it's not like it's not a screen between you and them, but you're physically feeling it. It invokes something. And you're like, and that's what comes through. But that is very Saturnian in the way that you're saying it, because it's a boundary. It'll teach you to, maybe you need a boundary there so you don't absorb and you can kind of get into the muck and dig things out. Maybe you need to pull them down so we can process the muck. But yeah, it's a fascinating thought.
Yeah. And I think of it as coming in person allows more of our physical faculties to be on, and we can listen more with our bodies. And it's a nice truth filter. Mm-hmm. We can be a little bit more clear on what is this imagination or even what we imagine is happening out in the world versus what is the lived reality? Like what is actually happening in my community when I go to the store, what is really happening versus what is being said on the phone. And I remember there was a time when I went to a concert and there was still a pretty strong fear buzz in the air during the pandemic. But I went to this concert on New Year's a couple of years ago, and I just remember feeling the energy of the crowd in this concert. And I was like, people are happy. people yeah. are alive. The spirit of humanity is alive. And so anytime I kind of find myself getting into that, like, oh my gosh, are we in this apocalyptic future? Yeah. I just, I remember that, like, no, the spirit of humanity is alive and we are so strong and resilient. And I think that is ultimately what the Scorpio wisdom reminds us. It's like, yes, you know, there's so much unknown, but we can be here now powerfully.
Yes, I love that. I love that. Everything you said, so true. Perfect. It's amazing what we forget, and then when we remember it in the flood that comes over us and lived reality. That's a great perception, because I think our imaginations, sometimes it's hard to know what reality is. It's definitely hard to know what reality is today. So, but you're like you said, turning on all your senses, that full body experience. Well, we have all of those senses for a reason. So. And Scorpio is very aware of all of them, especially with that counterpart of Taurus, who's definitely aware of everything that's going on in the body. So awesome. Okay. So we are up to the doorway of this eclipse, but we're sort of already in the feeling it so far in the week. But
yeah, I think what we were just talking about regarding senses and the sensory awareness and way of knowing is so central for this full moon eclipse, which is happening at 5 degrees Taurus, October 28th. It's closing this eclipse portal. It's like the 2 weeks between October 14th up through now, up to the 28th, and it's Venusian in quality, but the inner side of Venus in a lot of ways. And so it's this relationship we have with ourselves, this relationship that we have with our bodies. I don't think we ever end. I don't think we ever get to this place of like, oh my gosh, I have done all of my healing. I've done all of my evolution. Anybody that says that, I'm a little bit like, oh, okay, what's coming next for you?
I'm a little worried for him. Yes.
I feel like saying that is an invitation for the next thing to come.
I do my best to brace and be like, okay, let's just unpack that and not call on the forces here.
Yeah. Yeah. And it kind of speaks a little bit sometimes to the Scorpio fear of like always waiting for the other shoe to drop. Like Scorpio can kind of always be in this anticipation of something big happening. But Taurus is safe, embodied, knows that everything will be okay. It's knowing that I'm always safe to be in my body. So how can we hold space for both of those truths, both of those ways of being? Like on one hand, we're never done healing, we're never done learning and evolving. Maybe healing isn't the word that you prefer. Maybe it's evolving, like looking at our growth edge, expanding our capacity, becoming more resilient. But then Taurus is already just always good. Like we're already good. It's okay.
Yeah. I know, because Tauruses are grinning out there right now. They're like, yes, we're always good. Note that down.
Yeah. We're good. Yeah. And so I think this combination of everything, it can really invoke a fearlessness. So maybe if there's something that you maybe have been avoiding or just not wanting to look at, or maybe even if your subconscious has been sort of blocking you from seeing, you might get a greater glimpse of it, because full moons are very illuminating. So we can see something in a fresh way. We see it in a big way. We see it in a transformative way.
Love it. So deep. So this is going to be like a kind of taking us to the end of the week too, like on Sunday. Is there anything that would add to the pot on Sunday that we're working with?
Well, we do have Mercury doing some fun things. So Mercury being, I think, very central in our initiation journey, because he's the one who takes us up and down to all of the different worlds in our journeying. And he can take us to this underworld. And so first he forms an opposition with Jupiter. That's actually the same day as the eclipse, a little bit later. And then just it's 11 hours after that, Mercury forms a conjunction with Mars in Scorpio. So it feels that there's this very, we're looking at oppositional energy, of course, between this Taurus, Scorpio. And if we think Mercury, it's rational, logical mind, but it's also the initiatory energy that can take us to all the different places. And then there's Jupiter, who's the higher mind. I think in the shadow sense of this opposition, we might feel momentarily this increased sense of self-doubt, just being really transparent. Like that's usually what happens when we're about to make a conscious evolution breakthrough. We doubt. And then we kind of go in and start to fill ourselves back up with the beliefs that actually work for us, that makes sense. But it's this process, right? We don't just like stay in this really awesome, amazing belief all the time. Like we inevitably kind of fall or, you know, have to remind ourselves of these higher truths, especially when we're navigating our growth edge. So I feel like that Mercury-Jupiter opposition will be really helpful for that. And I think it's this question of how can we acknowledge that, yes, there is much difficulty in life because there is much unknown and the unknown is difficult for humans. So how can we hold space for that while holding true to optimism for the next phase of our life, the next part of our cycle? And I think that following Mercury-Mars conjunction in Scorpio will really help us take action. So if there's somebody that we need to reach out to, if there's something physical that we need to do with our body, if there's some new way that we need to just express ourselves and assert ourselves out in the world, I think especially with Mercury, it's going to come in a lot of ways through what we speak, but it's speaking into action. And really, even just experimenting with this, like I love to experiment with how am I talking about how my day is going to go? And how am I talking about what I think is available to me to take action on in this moment? And then how does that, with Mars now coming into the picture, how does that actually invite me to take a different action and take the action differently? It's kind of like, especially in Scorpio, we can hypnotize ourselves and we can do that for good or for ill. Right.
Oh, so if we
Right. If we hypnotize ourselves into trusting that, okay, where our energy is right now is going to take us to where we need to go today. And we just speak that, it will take us somewhere. Versus if we are kind of, you know, hypnotizing ourselves in the other way of saying, oh, I didn't get enough sleep last night and it's going to be a horrible day. And it's kind of like, well, if you keep saying that, you're not really helping your chances. Right. So, you know, be really brutally honest with yourself. That's the gift of Scorpio. Be brutally honest about where you want to change and how, and what is your influence in that. And Mercury, I think, is such a beautiful ally for that, is reminding you mentally where you have influence through the words that you speak.
Yeah, such powerful words right there. And that's something that I've been really thinking about too. It's not a new statement. It's not a new sentiment at all, but it's like, you know, would you allow your best friend to talk to you the way that you talk to yourself? Like that inner dialogue, would you allow anyone to say that to you? And the answer is probably no. And I mean, I know I have some Virgo in my inner energy there, but that's a good, powerful way to think about that. I love how you said that, speak it into action. So it's also think it into action. Like, you know, how do you readdress that? What can you do to change it? And it's not easy. Like, it really does feel like, you know, writing with your left hand compared to your right hand when you start to readjust how you approach what you think. But it really is hypnotic and magical once you start to do that, because you will start to notice your vibration changes. Everyone around you changes. You have a different perspective of what you see. So you see opportunities hidden in plain sight. You see why something that you thought was horrific and challenging really, it's just this little bitty shadow that you could, like a coat hanging on a rack or something, you could step around it, but you envision something darker than that. So I love that. Speak into action. Really think about that inner dialogue. Use Mercury as your tool, and all that courage that Mars will not fear. We'll go in. We'll get to the other side of it. Yeah, I love that.
Absolutely. And both Mars and Scorpio are associated with the solar plexus chakra, which is our willpower. So I actually think we'll have more access to our willpower. So if we want to make a change, we can make a very powerful change.
Awesome. I love that. That's one of my prayers every night. Please give me more willpower. I imagine a Scorpio wanting more willpower, but it's just one of those things where you, we tell ourselves, and sometimes this goes into generational curses. Like I've been really diving into that. Like, do I say this because all the women before me said this? Do I say this because of my environment? Or is this something that I truly believe? Can it not be done, or can it be done? And I recently, one of the speeches I listened to was talking about how the mile, how it was actually told, Dave Ramsey was giving the speech about how long it took to run the mile. And everyone said, no, the mile has to be run in this amount of time. No one can ever beat that limit, because it can never be done. Like, we said that was the law. We even had doctors that said, nope, it has to be run under this many minutes. And then someone broke the record. And then within a month, I think two people broke it. And now today, the average high school student runs the mile in that amount of time. And it's not, so that made me really think about, what are my self-limiting thoughts and actions? And what am I believing that is, because what is that other saying? People accept the reality that they're told that they live in. You accept the reality that you're told that is yours. What reality is mine, you know, and what are my limitations, and how can I go deep to go high? Like all the things that we've talked about this Scorpio season. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. Sounds good. I mean, that's what it is, right? Yeah. I think really summing this week up in the energy available, the opportunity is, what are the actions, the physical actions that you can take that bring you more power? And really noticing what comes up when you even ask that question. Do you feel shame when you go after more power? Are you told a limiting story that this power isn't for me, it's for somebody else? Do you accept the limitations? The beautiful thing that I love about Scorpio, though, is like, I think Scorpio is that energy that says, and we're going to go farther. And, oh, you told me I can't have it? Okay, I'm going to prove to you that I can.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that's a stubborn is it something, a trait that I remember being called. I don't ever remember not being called stubborn by my parents when they were alive. Like it was definitely, it's like, oh, what? I can't? Let me show you how I can. So sometimes it's almost, and that I always kind of played with that too, because if I, that's the net negative connotation. If we fear something's going to happen, somehow we usually attract that faster than things that we want because we have it entangled. So it's like, oh no, I don't ever want to. I don't want that to happen. Then boom, it happens. So how can I use that same energy in a different direction? So like there was more emotion on the defense instead of the attraction, which is the whole kind of Scorpio Taurus sort of thing too. But yeah, Scorpio is making us go deep today, Nora.
Thank you, Scorpios, for this. I feel like we're channeling all of your energy already.
Absolutely. Is there anything else that we could summarize or say about this week that you want to make sure everyone is left with? Or do you feel complete?
I feel complete. And I will just end with embrace the mystery of who you are. This is an opportunity to expand your capacity to hold more of who you are by being in your emotional awareness and your power.
Beautifully spoken. And we're going to dive deep for life or light, whichever way we want to go. Go deep to go high. Love it. All right. So, Nora, before we go, now you are on the Astrologer Connect platform. You're one of my beautiful allies over there. And as we go into a new season, there's always like a different type of reading or different type of client, or it's like, okay, this time of year, now is a good time to get this kind of reading. What kind of clients do you typically see around this time of year, or that are you or love to welcome in during this season?
Anybody who is ready to reclaim their power and do something with it, especially internally, and really come into that place of personal alchemy. And so anything that you're wishing to confront, especially with where we are right now, we're approaching the Samhain cross quarter time. It's a very powerful time for deep inner work. We're in this sort of numinous, liminal space, thin veil space. We can access these things, these nodes, these intersections, and make new connections and really form strategies for what comes next with a very clear understanding of your power and where you are right now and what is also being divinely seated within you, and then really honoring that because we're in this eclipse portal. There's something else that's coming in, something maybe that seems a little bit like from left field. It's like I'm reaching from back here, like something maybe from the blind spot, something that that has been beneath the surface that we haven't seen. And so I think this is a really beautiful time to look for that on purpose, and you will absolutely find something.
That's amazing. Such deep richness there. And the great news is that if you would like to get a reading with Nora on Astrology Hub's amazing platform, Astrologer Connect, there is a special discount that you can use for a limited time. We're going to give you the code and a discount underneath this broadcast. I promise you will definitely not regret it. Nora, spending one-on-one time with Nora, who could not, right? And for all of you Scorpios out there, this is also a great time to just kind of get one of those readings that helps you say, okay, well, this is where I'm at. What's coming up in this next year? A good solar return chart. Honestly, there's no person that is not, I think this is just a great time of year for everyone to get a reading personally, just because we're at the close of a year and we're getting ready for a new one. But those are some two really great points that Nora would be happy to work with you with, and all of the astrologers on the platform for sure. But
absolutely. It's a really great time, right? If we think about what Scorpio is, it's that death before rebirth and what we do now, kind of speaking of that depth to light and life. 6 months from now, when we move through Aries season and Taurus season, this new beginning, like the work that you do now will pay off later.
Yeah. Definitely. And after the way that this year has been set up too, it kind of started a little bit with looking backwards and it was this huge pocket of energy. And then it was this backwards motion for a long time, huge pocket of energy. And then now as we wrap up this eclipse, we're kind of like, okay, what's around the bend? What's going to happen after this next season? And yeah, it's just a great time to really connect and say, okay, what, how do we tie this up and lead into the next? Cause that's living consciously. That's finding your different levels there. But yeah, it's an amazing platform. If you guys have not checked it out, I definitely encourage you to. We have all the links. It's astrologyhub.com/connect. You can find Neura there at astrologyhub.com/Neura connect. Her discount code will be underneath this broadcast. Just want to thank all of you for tuning into this episode, for being a part of this community, and as always, for making astrology a part of your life. We'll catch you on the next episode.
Every day, people around the globe turn to astrology to find inner peace and fulfillment and navigate the tricky and complex world around them, only to be left lost and confused by resources that demand too much of their time, energy, and brain power. And while learning astrology isn't supposed to be simple, it's a whole lot easier when you can tap into the minds of the world's best astrology experts and a community of like-minded souls who are here to support you on your journey. That's where we come in. Welcome to Astrology Hub's Inner Circle, home for curious newbies, devoted enthusiasts, and anyone looking to use astrology to consciously navigate their path ahead and transform their lives. Inner Circle members get exclusive access to new astrologer guides each month, detailed live new moon and full moon forecasts, a new mastery class each month teaching a different astrological technique, monthly live chart demos and Q&A with astrologer guides, with a chance to submit your chart to be used as an example. When you sign up during this special enrollment period, you'll also get 3 bonus mastery classes. And to put the cherry on top of the cake, we're offering you the Inner Circle membership at 45% off the cost of the regular price now through October 20th. If you sign up now, you'll lock in this special price for as long as you are a member. Go to astrologyhub.com/innercircle to learn more and join us today. I really hope that you'll join us on the inside. This podcast is presented by Astrology Hub. You can learn more and find all of our shows at astrologyhub.com/podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform so you can stay up to date on the latest episodes and help more people find the wisdom of astrology. Thank you for taking the time to do this now. Thank you for being a part of our community and for making astrology a part of your life.